Good morning, Region. How's everybody doing this morning? Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show. This month's show is in memory of a longtime member of Edison Community Watch, Annette Wolf. She passed away back in May, and we miss her tremendously. And good morning, Jim, to her husband. Each month, we bring the message of Community and Crime Watch to the Region and why it's so important for each of us to be the eyes and ears of our neighbors, for our police department, and above all, to call the police if you see anything suspicious or something that just doesn't seem right. Because community is not just about me, it's about us. I am Janet Vinez, president of Edison Community Watch, and your councilwoman at large in the city of Hammond. Our guest this morning is one of my most favorite people in the world, Mr. Leroy Howard from the Eastside Community Council. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're too kind.
You know I love you. If anybody has any questions or comments, our phone number is 845-1100. So, Leroy and I met at an East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch meeting several years ago. And since that time, he has formed the Eastside Community Council, and we've supported each other on a number of projects. So, Leroy, what moved you to form the Eastside Community Council?
Well, there was several years ago, there was a tragic incident with McClendon's.
Yes.
And the city was crying out and looking for answers. The community was crying out and looking for answers and trying to get an understanding. And what we missed is that the youth were crying out and looking for answers, because that situation wouldn't have never happened or shouldn't have never happened had we been doing a little more to pay attention to them and their needs. And that prompted several meetings, you know, citywide meetings. And from those citywide meetings, we got together and we structured it, and the Eastside Community Council was formed. And we have been going ever since to do whatever we can to touch the hearts and lives of our youth.
Mm-hmm. So when you say we, I'm assuming it was residents,
yeah,
who were from the neighborhood, and
yes,
and you all got together and decided that it would be a good idea to form an organization that would be geared towards our youth.
Exactly.
And addressing their needs.
Exactly.
So how did you choose board members for this organization?
These were residents and citizens of the 3rd District who hearts and spirits were in the right place, and they wanted to volunteer and do everything that they could to help with touching the lives of youth. So through the structure that we created, the board was created from the citizens and the residents of the city of Hammond.
Okay. And what was your original mission? I'm sure over time, because this happened, what was it, in 2009? Yeah, something,
yeah,
around there. So I'm sure that the organization has evolved over time. What was your original mission?
Our original mission when we started was just, you know, do whatever we could to touch the lives of the youth. And then we realized that the youth have to understand that they have spirits and souls, and that they are people who are our future leaders. So what we did is, our mission became then and still is today, is to touch the spirits, the hearts, and the lives of our young people, and help them to reach the pinnacle of their potential, to help them to see that they can be better. And we look at them and hold them at a higher level to do better.
Okay. And outside of school, I don't know that there are any or many organizations who target our young people in that way.
Right. And it's not that we push religion or anything on them. When you talk about the spirit, you're talking about that inside emotion that they haven't had an opportunity to express to someone, mm-hmm. allowing them to understand that they can deal with their emotions. They don't have to bottle everything up. And it's okay to do that. And that's what our main goal is helping them deal with a lot of misplaced and displaced anger or things that they don't necessarily understand. Not to talk at them, but to actually talk to them and to listen.
Mm-hmm. Listening, that's right. Key. That is absolutely key. And, you know, we hear so often now that things are different than when we were kids.
Right.
Most of the time when I was a kid, I know my mom didn't work. And my dad was the only one who worked. And now there are both parents who work in the house, outside of the household, and it's sometimes difficult to communicate with our
right.
children, and that is key. So initially, one of the programs that you offered was, and by the way, you're listening to the Edison Community Watch show on WJOB. Our guest this morning is Leroy Howard from the Eastside Community Council. And if anybody has any questions, you're more than welcome to call in at 845-1100. As I recall, one of the first programs that you offered youth, not just in East Hammond,
right.
but this is a citywide program, is Open Gym
right.
at the Civic Center. How did that grow into what it is today? What did it start as and what is it today?
Well, Open Gym started as a program, and I have to thank Pat Moore and the mayor. The mayor and Pat Moore got behind this program, and we were looking for a way to give the youth somewhere to go that they could feel safe. So that's all it started as. But Open Gym has become a safe haven and a mentoring opportunity for the youth as well as ourselves to get together, to teach them how to socialize. They play basketball, but it's more than basketball. It's more than jump rope. It's more than volleyball. It's socializing. It's having an opportunity to pull them to the side and find out what's going on in their lives. Many of them don't realize, like, it costs a dollar to get in the Open Gym. And for $1, I'll challenge them and be like, you bring that grade up, a next grade appear, I'll pay for you to get in the Open Gym the next two times. That's $2 for them to go from a D or a C to a B or A.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to them to come running to us and show us, I got a better grade, Mr. Leroy. You know, it's different things that we do. Like you said, it's a different time and a different day. So you have to find different techniques to help them to understand and to hold them at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Open Gym, and this is going on our, I believe, 6th year. And for 6 years straight, we've had anywhere to 100-plus kids. You've been there and seen
mm-hmm.
how many youth are in there, and we've had no violence, not one single fight.
Right.
Going to at Open Gym or leaving Open Gym. We haven't had any fights,
violence. Isn't that great? Yes. You know, I often mention, my husband, of course, was born and raised here in Hammond, and he's much older than you, but back in the day, he often talks about how there were pickup games
right.
at the Civic Center, and he always says that he's played thousands of hours of basketball at the Civic Center after he got off midnights in the morning. He'd go over there, and there'd be a game, and
mm-hmm.
and it's so Open Gym offers the kids in our
right.
our neighborhood in the city of Hammond an opportunity to experience something like that.
Yes, yes. And then we have to understand, like you said, it's a new day and age. So many times they'll be at Open Gym and they'll be texting each other. So we like, why are y'all texting each other when you right here?
Uh-huh.
So what we try to do, like we said, different techniques. We, you know, take their phones and we like, oh, we just keeping your phone safe. In all actuality, we trying to help them learn how to socialize and communicate.
Absolutely.
You know, get out and be able to speak to one another and get off of those gadgets.
And
it works. And the thing about Open Gym is we started with young men, but it's probably 50-50 now. Young men and young women that come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So terrific. So what impact did the tasing incident in Hammond have on the direction of the Eastside Community Council?
That it had a major impact due to the fact that watching that video, I had to understand myself that all officers aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
So all people aren't bad. And then I had to talk to the youth and find out how they felt about it. What good is an organization if we don't know what's going on with the people that we say we're helping? So when I found out how the youth felt, I was like, we got to do something. So by God's grace, our director, Ms. Cynthia Lyles, was like, we got to come up with something different, something new. And so we reached out to the police department, Chief Doty and Captain Alcox, which actually the police department do not come to police Open Gym, but they come to play basketball with the youth, they come to engage with the youth, they come to be a part of the young people's lives and show them that, you know, we're people too, and that the opportunity gives the police to see that they're people. So with that tasing incident, we was like, the young people and the police have to meet. We have to come up with something where they're engaged with one another. Because on both sides, it's harder to hurt somebody you know than somebody you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get the police back to parenting and the youth back to respecting, then we have a much better community, a much better city. And from the tasing incident, we started dealing with the police on a greater level and working with them to help us work with the youth and to help them merge and dispel the myths and the stigma that's on both sides.
Kind of the us against them mentality.
Us against them mentality, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Hi, we have a caller on line one. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show.
Good morning. I was calling about the Open Gym. Great job what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
And where do you host the Open Gym? And like what time of day is it?
Well, currently Open Gym is Tuesdays from 6 to 8. Due to the remodeling that they were doing on the roof, we have been down for a little while, but Sue Resnick and Ms. Donna Muda, we will be getting together soon and re-instituting the Open Gym at the Civic Center on Tuesdays from 6 to 8. We are also discussing either an extra hour or possibly another day because it's a great opportunity, once again, to know where a lot of our youth are at that time.
The reason I'm asking, I think we need a couple spots like that throughout Hammond, maybe one in the Hessel area, maybe another one somewhere else. And I'd like to maybe sit down with you sometime, maybe stop over there when you get it back going, and maybe I can help get something started in the another section of Hammond.
Well, that would be awesome because, as Ms. Vanessa said, it's open to the whole city. And if we can have various spots where all the youth from various areas can go and find out that even though we live in different areas, we all live in the same place. This is all our backyards. That would
or
be awesome.
Maybe rotating days or something.
Exactly. Actually, I had the opportunity to speak at the Kiwanis Club just recently, and the president, who is also the athletic director, Mr. Doug Friend at Gavitt, he's looking at possibly helping to expand and see if they can get a day at Gavitt. So it would be awesome if they had somewhere to go, a safe haven all throughout the week.
Yes, there's nice gyms all throughout the city, not just our schools either. There's some churches that have nice gyms and things. So
that would be awesome. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Jamie. So, Leroy, the Hammond Police Department
mm-hmm.
does come out and play basketball
yes.
with the kids at the Civic Center. I understand that they donated a goal
Actually, they donated two. We had a, it was called a celebration of peace, because if we can talk about everything negative that these youth have done or that we consider they do, then why not celebrate when they do something good? So we had a celebration of peace. Thank you for coming, Dance Battalion, and all the others who came and participated in that that day. And the police department actually, two rims had broke at the Civic Center. We discussed that with the police department, and there was no question. They said, we want to be a part of this, and they donated two rims for the program. So they have two extra rims to play on now, which opens up the floor for the girls and our younger people to play as well.
Terrific, terrific. So the Eastside Community Council is not just about open gym.
No.
There are other events that you have planned. The one that I would really like you to talk about is Talk to the Hand.
Oh, yes. It,
that was fabulous. You want to tell us a little bit about that and how the police department participated in that?
Yes, ma'am. Talk to the Hand was a great idea that Ms. Cynthia Lyles, our program director, came with. And once again, to do something innovative and creative to bring the police department and our youth together. Because if you're both on the same playing field, then you break the us against them mentality. So Talk to the Hand is a program that is introduction to American Sign Language. In order to really understand it, you would have to see the interaction of the youth and the police department together. We actually have on our website a PSA where at the end of the program, everyone received their certificate, and in unison, the police department and the youth signed and wished everybody a happy summer. And to see them when they're in class, they're totally classmates. It's not police and older people. It's not youth and saggy pants. It's we're classmates. The police, you know, you would see a police officer leaning over like, did you get that? Did you understand? How did you do that? Then you would see the youth interacting with them, asking questions, and the instructor was fantastic. He was amazing.
Yes, he absolutely was.
Yes.
And since that time, I was only able to make it to one session, but I was observing what was going on. And since that time, I've encountered a couple of the police officers, and I'm like, weren't you at Talk to the Hand?
Right.
And one of them was really very proficient. And I said, how did you pick that up so quickly? And here, his brother and sister were both born deaf, and later on in life, they were able to get implants, and they are now hearing. So he knew how to sign, and all of that came back to him as he was going through the class with the kids. And it was funny, like you said, how the adults, police officers, whatever, would say to the kids, did you get that?
Right.
You know, so it really, like you said, leveled the playing field, because nobody knew what was going on except for that one gentleman.
Right.
So everybody was equally as bad.
And to this day, it's amazing. You have to see it. Those police officers and the youth that were involved, as we stated, it created a bond. When they see one another now, even if you don't exactly remember the name, remember the face, say, hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
Where before, there would have never been any interaction, no communication.
Mm-hmm.
So just from that little time, they've created a bond. So let's say there's 10 children in a situation and somebody's trying to find out what's going on. That police officer see one of those Talk to the Hand youth, and they can communicate and be like, well, what's going on? They can pull somebody over, and lives are saved. You don't have a tasing incident now.
Sure.
Because those two people know each other,
mm-hmm.
and they built a bond with one another.
Right. You're listening to the Edison Community Watch Show on WJOB, and our guest this morning is Mr. Leroy Howard and MX. We've got a caller. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Leroy Howard.
Good morning.
And, you know, I thank you for your what you're doing. Our future is in the younger generation. Maybe I could give a little help here. Maybe you could invite them, the younger generation, to the Crime Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And did you explain to the younger generation that Lisa Mahone and Jamal Jones had convictions for drug dealing and what they thought about that drug dealing?
No, sir. Unfortunately, I'm unaware of that particular situation. But Janet can attest to that we have had youth come to the Pullman Standard Crime Watch meeting on several occasions and mm-hmm. and sit in and to see exactly what it is and get an understanding of why it's necessary to have Crime yeah. Watch.
Well, you know what? If we're going to do this right, I think the next time you talk to the youth, you got to tell them that Lisa Mahone and Jamal Jones had convicted drug dealing. So that would help. You know, in the defense of the police officer.
Well, okay. MX, you know, I think it, thanks for the call. It all goes down to, it comes down to behavior.
Right,
and
right.
And interaction with other people in general.
Right, right.
Not just the police. So, and that is something that I know that you really speak to
right.
With the young people. We're running short here on time, Leroy. Mm-hmm. So I'd like you to talk about some of the other events that the Eastside Community Council organizes.
Yes. Actually, this Saturday, for those who are interested, we have our, what is it, our fifth annual Trunk or Treat.
I think something like that.
And our Trunk or Treat is done at the Home Depot on 165th. And it's a great idea that Jenny came to me with some years ago. And by God's grace, we've been running with it. And the community, as well as several of the businesses, have gotten behind us. And we have that going this Saturday from 6 to 7:30.
Right.
If you are interested and would like to park your car and pass out candy, it's a great, safe opportunity for our youth to trick-or-treat. You can contact Janet or myself. And we also have our annual banquet, which we've just started this year, because there are a lot of unsung heroes in our city, not just our community, but our city at large. And we want to acknowledge those people because a lot of times people get missed. And also during that banquet, we acknowledge the efforts of the youth who have volunteered throughout the summertime or the year. We have the annual rodeo that we'll be working on, which is amazing. You have to come see it to believe it. We have the rodeo. We have a Hammond Day that we've started.
And that is a real rodeo.
Yes,
I mean, with horses and cowboys right. and and right. everything. It was really quite amazing to see.
Thank you. We have a Hammond Day that we started because a lot of us started realizing that, one, we're getting older, and two, friends have passed on that we wish we could have just seen one last time. And it's difficult for a lot of our schedules to get together. So it's just like a big tailgate party. Once a year, we all get together, and it's not one area or another area. It's the whole city is welcome to come out for Hammond Day, and that's always in July. And we have our Christmas treats giveaway that we'll be doing in December, and we work with Hammond High for that. And once again, I have to commend Ms. Janet Vanez, Dan Spitali, the mayor, and Ann Herbert, and so many other people, Jake Jacobs. There's just so many people that you can name, and the citizens of this great community in this city for coming out to help us with the Holiday Treats giveaway when we give close to 400 or more toys away to youth in this city.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for everything that you do for the city of Hammond. You truly make us a small community with some of the activities that you have, because it brings everybody together. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Of course. You've been listening to the Edison Community Watch Show with our guest, Mr. Leroy Howard from the Eastside Community Council. Once again, thank you for your efforts in the community, and thank you for spending some time with us this morning. The next meeting of Edison Community Watch is Wednesday, November 4th at Edison School. The address there is 7025 Madison. That begins at 6:30. Our guest speaker will be Mr. Brian Miller, the former chief of police here in Hammond. He is now the director of public safety at Purdue University Northwest. For a list of Community and Crime Watch meetings, you can visit edisoncommunitywatch.com or Hammond Neighborhood CrimeWatch.com. We ask the region to think about us and not just me. Attend a Crime Watch or community meeting. It's only through our combined efforts that we can affect change, and Annette would have wanted it that way. We'll talk to you next month. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.